8:45, we'll call to order the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Open Meeting Act is posted. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Will you rise and do the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, Open Meeting Act is on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. Consent agenda, which is the general agenda. Approved minutes of meeting held August 24th and August 31st. Approve all claims through September 7th in the amount of $557,705.03. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve district court summary fee report for month of August.
Move to accept the consent agenda as presented.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Approve or disapprove specs and call for bids for rock and gravel to be open on September 21st at 9 a.m.
Barry?
Yes.
You want to make a motion and then you can...
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve specification for rock and gravel bids to be open on September 21st at 9 o'clock.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, seconded by Bauman, and this come out of Road and Bridge. Go ahead, Terry.
Okay. It's that time of year again. We want to get bids up for rock and gravel. So we're still going to, there's going to be quite a few needs for rock and gravel yet this fall before this year's over with. So it's a normal procedure.
Okay. Any more questions? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove resolution directing Highway Superintendent to do sign study at the northeast corner of Section 19 and southwest corner of Section 17, Township 6, North Range 8, East Adams.
11-30.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove resolution directing Highway Superintendent to do a sign study at the northwest corner of Section 6, Township 6, Range 7, Nemaha Township.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove resolution setting 2011.
I think you have to wait.
Yep, that's all.
40 minutes.
All three of those.
Ooh, we're going to be sitting here a long time.
We'll put that agenda together.
With me.
I think we need to talk. Approve or disapprove Gage County inventory policy.
You should all have what responses I received, which were 4 in your packet. Read them if you want. I don't have any names on them.
The inventory response answers were, I can see the tags may be a very good thing, especially on tables, chairs, and equipment. That way we have a county inventory policy established too. I think $100 would be more appropriate than $50. I also like the idea of tags. However, only from this point forward, where elected official decides if there are items of value that currently are on the inventory and should be listed. I do not think we need tags, but otherwise it looks good. I like the tag idea. I personally like the tag idea in all future purchases. Matt?
Well, what do we do about a $500 item that was purchased a year ago?
Well, it's listed in the inventory. Okay. I mean, it is listed there.
And it could be something that if you have time, slack time, if you want to go back and start working on the back stuff, you know, person can do that, you know.
Because it's not time specific.
No, it's just something just that we have to have a policy in place. And,
yeah.
You know, you're going through your inventory again. If you want to slap tags on then, it's whatever you guys want to do. We don't have to go with tags either.
Do we have a motion to create an inventory policy with the tags idea? Or no
I've
tags?
I've got one of each, one with a tag and without our policy.
And it could be added as easy as tag upon your convenience. Myron?
I guess a question there. One of them had $100. I think originally we talked $50 to put the tag on that value. I mean, I could see some merit to having that the $100 too, but I mean, if they want to, the $50. But $100 wouldn't, if you had a lamp, you know, or something, you wouldn't have to put it on there. But
I think, like Patty said at the last meeting, she tagged some of the things in her office. That way, if they got moved, and we all ran into that problem, well, like Roger, you know, your stuff when you moved in, construction, nobody knows where anything's at, and then nobody knows who they belong to, so some office can look at it and say, hey, you know, if that's available, I'll take it.
Rex?
Terry?
I guess I'm looking at the road and bridge side. What's the policy for down there then? I mean, you've got, I mean, thousands of items sitting down there, you know, that would be worth. Oh, I'm talking about grader. I mean, is that involved? Is that including those?
Serial numbers are there.
What about grader blades, I mean? That's our inventory, I guess,
it's,
as they go in.
It's not on that consumable. If
okay,
you look at
all right.
It's only on non-consumable, so
okay,
you wouldn't put
okay.
it on pencils.
Okay, so you wouldn't have to worry about lumber or any of that kind of stuff that's normally
that.
Done down there? Okay, so it's a fixed item then,
like a
basically.
Welder. Put it on
okay,
a welder.
All right, all right.
When you say tag, you're only talking about a metal cap, correct?
We can go with metal or the paper, plastic, or polyester. There's either kind that were available from that company. We really haven't done a lot of research on the tags. That was what Butler County used, so we just looked that up.
Or we can
come up with our
we
own.
We can implement it with no tags, and it's basically kind of what we've been doing. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of up to this board, however.
And I guess if an office wants tags, we can get, you know,
yeah.
purchase their own tags or...
I see a definite benefit to having everything tagged and numbered, and I would like to see everything, you know, from this day forward or being tagged, and then as time permits, go back through and tag at the office's convenience. That way everything's consistent, everything's marked, and you know, we have a record of it. And I really think, I know that... sometimes $50 can be kind of a tedious amount to going down that low, but yet, you know, calculators, you know, people pick up and move, and, you know, if you can trace it back to where it's supposed to belong, I think $50 is a good amount.
Was that a motion?
Okay.
Second.
Moved by...
Decipher that.
Moved by Setzer, seconded by Bauman. Don, you want to read that back?
Sure.
In detail.
Rewind here.
In summary, tag all future items with a $50 and above, and as time's allowed, get caught up, basically.
Right.
You guys all agree with that?
That's basically what
and
I said.
And then Don will pull it off the tape of how you worded it. Matt.
And just, this is one of the things I put out there is that this was kind of in response to the auditor coming in and saying you need to have some of these policies. And there were several things we're trying to do, and so we got to kind of clean house and straighten things up. And they said we need to have a policy, and it's the responsibility of this board to set that policy. So that's kind of what the impetus for this was.
Yeah, Rex. One other thing, too, and give us feedback how that works. I mean, I can see all offices up here that will be working fine for, but like Terry said, down at the road and bridge, if they or the highway department, if they happen to start running into issues where every little ranch or something, then give us feedback and we can change or adapt the policy.
Okay. Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove interlocal agreement between Gage County and the Beatrice Humane Society.
Make a motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Need a motion for an emergency action to appoint Nancy Neidfeld as interim PNZ administrator. And county attorney approved that. It's my understanding to doing the emergency nature as of subdivisions are on the wing?
We got several requests for transfers that need approval by the P&Z folks. Lisa's been helping a lot, but that's what makes it urgent.
Yeah, we've got two houses, two additions to houses, two subdivisions, one pending. We've had 9 agricultural permits just in the last month, mostly machine sheds and grain storage. And then two new houses and 2 additions on the houses. So we just need to get somebody in there.
Okay. So. I'll make that motion. Oh,
second.
Moved by Dorn, seconded by Bauman. Was that right? Okay. Sometimes I just hear the sound. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Matt.
Nancy's current title is Assistant P&Z Administrator. What's her? What's
correct.
Her? Okay. So.
And there will be a $500 a month increase of the wage that goes with this position.
So she's worked with P&Z in the past. She's worked very closely.
She is currently our administrative secretary, but she has been going out and measuring these, and then once she has a question, she will give me a call. We'll go back through, you know, the regulations and do some back checking and so forth, and then everything else. The subdivisions are the ones we probably usually need some legal counsel on, and so that's why I brought forth, and then a pending issue with the step on the rock quarry yet. The research is done, but we've given that to Roger. So.
And Nancy's been with the county for how many years?
20 plus years,
so we're not pulling this out of a hat. She's a long-term employee who has right. experience working with the P&Z board.
Exactly.
Correct. So. Terry.
The only thing I guess to remember, this is probably a time-consuming, or could be a time-consuming, depending on the year. When Nancy's gone out of the office, there's nobody in the office either. So that's the other.
I think we need to seriously look at having somebody else do setbacks and the measurements, so that way Nancy isn't out of the office.
Mm-hmm.
Marlon told us a number of times it was 10 to 20% of his time. So, you know, at certain points he told us that's the time frame that was involved in it.
Just remember, the important thing is that person who's signing it needs to be the one that's inspecting the site, too. So, in my opinion, it's easier for that person to go out who's ever doing it. You know, they might as well measure for it at the same time, so you're not...
That's where our discussions of interim come in, of the value of doing the job that you're hired for and then something that you're helping out with.
Right.
So, any more discussion?
I'll just make one quick comment. I guess I'd like to thank Nancy for stepping up and taking the interim position here, because we ended up in a position we didn't plan on not having one, and we had to do a little discussion to get with different people to find out who could do it and everything. And I'd just like to thank Nancy for stepping forward and agreeing to do it.
Agreed. Any more discussion? Vote 7-0. Lisa, don't run off. We have half an hour to kill. What would you like to bring us up to date on the fair?
Fair. I can give you some fair numbers if you'd like. 30,000 people attended the Gage County Fair this year. We had some issues. You know, as you know, when we had a rain out on Saturday for the best attended, the Eva destruction, we had to do a little bit of switching. So we can now juggle a lot of things besides a premium auction. But from the premium auction, we actually raised $43,500. That was divided back up to the 4-H'ers, those that chose. There were 61 exhibitors that participated in the premium auction. So we're really pleased about that. We were excited about our new asphalt, the improvements that we did at the grounds this year that made a big improvement. We are looking forward to making plans for next year, and we have to revisit our grandstand, you know, attendance and start brainstorming on that.
Okay.
But that's all I got.
Well, you got another 28 minutes.
Oh, shoot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Committee reports. Barry?
Yeah. Basically, to start off with, you know, the department activities, everybody's been fairly busy. As you can see in your sheet there, I don't... probably have to go into much of that, but the main item on Road and Bridge or that department. I've had numerous calls on weeds, trees, along county roads, and we're looking at it real seriously. I think that, and also on county roads, I've had some individuals approach me about they buy a property, they want to put in a new fence. The county doesn't right now have a policy for helping out the current landowner. I'd like to look at that. Maybe we can do a cost share with them. Other townships have that policy right now, and I've heard various ones, but it's a 50-50 split. The township will pay for half. The landowner pays for the other half. He has to accept all the trees on his property. So I'd like maybe for the county, just something to think about right now. It wouldn't be a widespread, I don't think, or expensive policy, but it's something that if the I feel if the landowner is willing to, you know, spend some money and improve his roadside there, it would be a benefit to the county that we step up to the plate and help those people with some of the expense. So it's something we'll look at, but I'd like everybody on the board to think about that. You know, it's something we could get an estimate on, each individual person, so, you know, the money couldn't be, you know, spent wildly. So that's one major thing I'd like to look at. There's been a few positions changed, with the retirement in the Clingtonia route. It was filled internally. So everybody, and I think the we've been part-time at the Odell area with a patrol operator. I think that position is back, I think, going again. The gentleman that was on there again had some surgery issues, so I think everything's starting to run a little more smoothly, and I think that's about it, other than
a couple other things, I guess, Rex. It Terry or Galen informed us that Hickory Road North here, they're done, I guess, pouring all the cement. They're just doing some grading and some seeding. Galen said they hope to open that by next Monday, September 12th. That's the plan right now. And then we've talked the last several road and bridge committee meetings about been having an issue with some of the weight limits on the county blacktops. And state scale guys, or I don't know, whatever you call them, state troopers.
DOT.
They've been stopping some, giving them tickets, and they want to know, does the county want to enforce that or not, or what's going on? I guess the last two meetings, he called up and asked Galen, and Galen brought the committee meetings, are we going to enforce it or not? This past time, he called up and told Galen he is enforcing the weights on the county blacktops. So just to let that out there, we are discussing, we are trying to decide what to do, but just want to make all the farmers and everything so they know that for harvest here and stuff, that he said he will be enforcing those, or they will be enforcing those. So be aware of what's out there. We're looking at changing those. But there was a resolution in 1993. That's when the original weights were put on all of the county blacktops. It was updated on five of them in 2001 or two. So that's where the weights are coming from that's out there right now.
Terry or Matt,
let's talk again about some of the roads. We've met with one township and try to meet with another township. As traffic patterns change from time to time, there's requests for the county to step in and do more with roads and things like that. And I know that, you know, as we're out there working with those townships, we need to meet with them and see if there's more commercial traffic to a hog house or to an industry in the north end of town, and some of the maintenance of a township road becomes beyond their financial capability to do that. And so I know in the past we've always talked about trading miles. I'm not implying that the county take on more, but we may need to look at maybe a less traveled county road and try to switch and get creative with that. We also probably need to start looking at a fundamental assessment of our hard surfaces in Gage County and our paving. You know, we've got Logan Township has got, call it the Chicken Road, the Church Road, whatever you want, out west of town. There's 4 miles there on the north, there's two on the north end and two on the, what did I say, east of town, yeah. Logan. And there's other blacktops out there that if and when we allow there to be more truck traffic or change the weights on them, there's going to be a maintenance issue with there. And when we've got, you know, just like the Hoyg Road out there, we've got the type and the volume of traffic are the ones we need to look at. And so, you know, we're going to have to look at that countywide because we've got a lot of infrastructure out there. And as the ag industry changes and traffic patterns change, the way we've been doing things may not always be the best way. But we've got to work with those townships that are out there and have good conversations. And I think we've had some of those. And you know, a lot of it comes down to money, but a lot of it is just being creative with the way that we do things. So we've had those conversations recently.
Terry.
To follow up, you know, I think it's very important that we keep our road structure up and upgraded if we can down through the years, to the coming years. So it's something that we have to continue to work at because it's an ongoing problem, I guess you would say, to keep everything in good shape. So.
Matt.
Maybe an update on economic development. I'm not here to take shots at anyone. I'm here just to provide information. But in one of today's local media sources, there implies that I have a expressed desire to keep quote-unquote closed-door talks. That's an absolute fabrication. That is not the case at all. This committee has worked very hard to put a system in place and continue to work on putting a system in place. It will add clarity, but also has an effective system in place. You talk to people around the state of Nebraska, you talk to leaders at the Nebraska Department of Economic Development, there is a way to do this. And if we want to put a fluffy system together where everyone sits around the table and plays kumbaya and nothing gets done, I think that's a waste of taxpayer money. I think we need to put a system in place that does offer openness to the public. We do engage our local medias when appropriately, but when we need to have those conversations to a prospective client or a planning session, there has to be those situations where you can have those conversations offline and give information out there that is appropriate. I think we've worked very hard with the city. We've got a good working relationship. We continue to move forward, and there are elements out there that want to continue to shoot slings and arrows. And I look at a couple issues recently we talk about, the increase in ag land valuation. And 60-some percent of the valuation comes from the rural areas. How do you provide property tax relief to the entity that's being taxed the highest? You spread out the tax burden. You work at bringing businesses to town. You work at putting people to work. And when the snow flies and the row croppers aren't in the fields, a lot of times they come to town and they work in those other jobs and they do other things. A lot of off-farm income, it's been some time ago, but there was a USDA article, I believe it was 2005 or 2006, that showed that 60 to 70% of the farm income was non-ag related. People were driving to town. Where do people get their health insurance? And they get those from productive businesses that are non-ag related. We've got a wonderful ag community that's going gangbusters right now, but they're also taxed at some of the highest levels, and we need to provide property tax relief. We'd look at the burden that we have on our schools with the number of folks who qualify for free and reduced. Now, that's not anyone's fault. We've got people that are out of work. And how do you reduce that burden on the school? You bring people in to provide those people with jobs. You know, we're working on a system to put it in place to be very positive, to be very open. We work on consensus. And I have no problem answering any question that anyone asks of me. I'll be very upfront. I will tell them what they need to know. I will not tell them what they want to hear. And for someone to imply that I'm requesting closed-door talks is just an absolute fabrication and not true. We work on consensus. We have a representative form of government, and we try to, at the very rudimentary level, we take a show of hands to how we want to do things. And this committee has worked very hard. And I believe this board has been very supportive, the city council has been very supportive, and we have people from the community who we have engaged who have been very supportive. So this is something that our community needs. If you talk to people outside of this community in the state of Nebraska, they'll tell you other people are doing it. And if you don't, you might as well turn off the lights and roll up the streets because your fate is written on the wall. And it may not happen today or it may not happen tomorrow, but if you look at some of our surrounding communities who haven't done it, you can see what their fate has been. And I'm not willing to give up on this community. I love this community. I think that it has a lot to offer, and we're on the verge of very good things. And it's not just Beatrice. A lot of our smaller communities have leaders out there. They have supportive local government, and they want to be part of this too, and they want to be positive. So there's a few naysayers out there that have the ability to submarine this thing, and I'm just not going to stand for that. I'm not here to grandstand, but we have very, very few opportunities to be able to dispel some of these fabrications that are out there. And again, I appreciate all the work and support that I've had and suggestions from local board members here. You know, we don't always agree on things, but I believe that we do that in a respectful manner, and when we take that under advisement, we try to make some of these decisions. So we're moving forward very positively. Yes, it's not as fast as anyone would want, but we want to put this thing together right. And this just shows how hard it is when a system is eroded and is broken, how things just don't rise from the ashes. You got to build that sucker up again, and we're working on that. So no desire to have closed meetings. We want to put a system in place that is effective, and from time to time there's going to be those discussions that will be offline. But there's going to be accountability for the organization, there's going to be accountability for those taxpayer dollars, and there's going to be a contract with a term. So if things start going south, we're out of it and we start again. So any questions at all for that? I just feel that needs to be out there, and we are working on this. And I do appreciate everyone's perspective that's been part of this. So.
Kathy.
I'd just like to say that in that article, it did sound like you and Mayor Schuster were directly opposite on this, and that's not the way the discussion was. Everybody was wanting to work together. The process has not stopped. It continues to go on, and you know, we all really appreciate all the work you've done on it, Matt.
Then 501c6 comment. Again, I have no idea where that comment came from. That is a provision in the IRS code. It is not a loophole in any way, shape, or form. I wish the young man would have contacted some people with knowledge about that. And if he looks across the state, he'll see a lot of 501c6 when it comes to economic development. So, again, that's unfortunate because that creates the controversy in our county. We need to work together. And I think the board and the council are doing that now, and this is a prime example. So I just hope the young man may print an addition, if you will, and correct some of those things and let it know that it is very positive, and that's the way we need to be in Gage County.
Denny?
I want to commend you, Matt, for your leadership in this effort. This has been, there have been a lot of tensions relative to this issue, as we know, over the past year to 2 years. And one of those issues that came with the dissolution of GED, Gage County Economic Development, was the supposed lack of public exposure to what was going on for exactly the same reasons that you're speaking of right now. If you talk to any state organization, state major utilities, NPPD, even into Norris, all of these people that bring us prospects need to have some privacy. If you have a prospect out of Pottstown, Pennsylvania, and I think going back to the NEAPCO days when we were recruiting them and didn't even know who we were recruiting, and you look at that prospect, they don't want front page notoriety. They don't want it to be on the 6 o'clock news. They don't want it to be exposed. They want to look. They want to explore. They want to find out the kind of positive community that we have. We have a wonderful community, and we need certain people within the media, particularly the print media in this community, to stop focusing on as much negative as they can possibly find, but look at the positive that we have in this community. I'm going to open my mouth, and I do that sometimes, but I can't imagine anybody who has come in and taken our local newspaper and basically moved two-thirds of it to Lincoln, Nebraska, including the person, whoever is in charge of this paper that doesn't even live here, and then all they want to do is paint negativity. And what you've done is positive. What you're doing working with the mayor is positive. We will have open meetings showing every dollar that we spend, but we can't tell every particular prospect that we have. And DED won't work with us. The major power companies have told us too, as DED has. If you keep doing this kind of negative stuff, we can't send you prospects. And so thank you for all you do, and thank you, Beatrice and Gage County, and the positive efforts that we're making toward recruiting people that we can make this a lively community and a good place to live.
Rex.
Gary.
Yeah, I'd like to continue on that same line and say, you know, I commend the committee that has done this, commend Matt. I think it's been a really good job that's been done so far from what we've seen. And it looks like we're going down the right path, and it has been time-consuming. I know Matt spent a lot of time on it. I don't know about the rest of you, but I know that Matt has. And I think that the overall committee with the city council, I think everybody's trying to do right. And, you know, when this all fell apart here roughly a year ago, we said at that time that, you know, we knew this would be an 18 to 24-month procedure to get back up and rolling. So, you know, whether that you want to say this is taking a long time or not, it's actually going probably a little above schedule, I would think, to me anyway. So I just want to say, yeah, I think Matt's doing a great job, and I think it's unfortunate that sometimes we need to sell newspapers by being negative. I think a lot of times if we focus on positive stuff, that would be a lot better off.
And I appreciate the positive comments, but it really is a consensus, and there is a committee from the board, and there has been positive input, and so I appreciate that. But the workload has been spread around, and I appreciate that, Gary. But it is really a group effort to do this, and I think that even the prospective operational board members we've chosen are very positive about this, and they want to move forward. And I continually am impressed in conversations with those folks. And they're just good people with good ideas, and they represent the county very well. And I'm just excited at where we're going. But there is no desire to have anything closed, just to be open. But there is a process to make it effective, and that's what counts.
I think what we saw at tax protests this year, when it came time for equalization, the foreclosed homes, the discussion we had with Patty this morning on foreclosed homes, of where the value is. If our job market is strong, we have industries that are coming in, people are working here, it goes hand in hand. I work in Gage County, I'm going to live in Gage County, I'm going to fix up my house, I'm going to spend money. When the job market disappears, the number of foreclosures we had last year was high. I think it's just starting. That goes hand in hand. And she talked about needing X amount of dollars to fund government. Well, if you have that many homes that no one's living in because they have no job, well, at some point, schools, every layer of government is affected by our lack of economic development. Has it hit some bumps in the road? Yeah. Matt has worked very hard on it. Kathy, Myron, and I were at that same meeting. I guess I did not come away with that feeling. Is closed doors the best policy? I think everyone that's successful will tell you it is. Is there a reason for it? I probably look at that article. I mean, that's probably the reason that you need closed-door meetings on some things. We have been told already, and I'm not telling anyone a secret, that the negativity coming out of Gage County has affected industries that are looking at Gage County. I don't believe Gage County is a bunch of bad people. I believe in Gage County. I've lived in Gage County my whole life. I like Gage County, and at some point, we have to, the number one supporter of your community should be your media. The number one cheerleader should be your media. Are there things done wrong? Yeah, there's things done wrong all the time. But who can impact the people? We can have a meeting. If people don't look at our tapes, they never hear it. But the media reports on our meeting, and I just think we all need to work on being a positive future for Gage County, because it is a bright spot. Gage County is a bright spot, and I'm proud to be from Gage County. I choose a quality of life over convenience, and I guess we all need to start working hand in hand to achieve it. Anything else?
Go ahead, Meyer. I'll just make a comment, too. I mean, I think all the people involved in trying to get together this economic development group is doing it for the betterment of Gage County and trying to do what's best for the people of Gage County. And we're not doing it just to set up some committee so we can have closed doors and nobody ever find out what we're doing. I think everybody's trying to work and trying to accomplish a lot of things, what Rex said there. We're trying to accomplish so we can have a good economic development group for the county of Gage County and the city of Beatrice, so that in the years ahead, where economic development shows up is 5 and 10 years down the road. It doesn't show up a month from now or 6 months from now. But laying the groundwork so that 5 and 10 years down the road we can see some results and have some results, then you'll find out whether or not we had this and whether or not we had any success.
Gary.
I just wanted to add that, you know, I've been involved with the political part of what operates here in the county for the last, going on, well, about 6 years, roughly. 4 years with the city council, and then about a year now here, and a little bit of time before the council, I was actually kind of involved just paying attention and stuff. And I will say that, you know, when I was on city council, you noticed that there was a lot of friction between the county board and the city council, and you just didn't have a lot of communication. And there just wasn't a lot that went on that way in the county. And, you know, it is a lot better climate today than it was then. I think we're doing a good job of communicating community-wide. And I think we really got a lot of positive things going, just like Rex was saying. Just hope to continue to see that snowball and keep moving in the right direction.
Any more discussion on that? Phil, you're up.
You walked in.
We're killing time.
We were just talking about the auditor earlier on the Veterans Service. Phil has sent a letter that the auditors, the 9,200, that's in what they consider a petty cash account, needs to be deposited with the treasurer's office. I think it's our board's understanding we have no beef with the Veterans Service. You'll have to take that up with the auditor's office. And, you know, they're the ones that are directing the action of the petty cash being transferred. So we're going to comply with what the auditor is telling us to send you the letter. And
so what am I supposed to do?
Well, I mean, you sent a letter, or somebody sent a letter, is it John?
Yeah, from John Mansell.
That they've requested that you contact the county attorney, the Nebraska Attorney General, and the state auditor for the opinion.
I contacted Roger, and I haven't heard anything back yet.
Well, I talked to Phil. He explained the situation. Is that the statute, and again, I took that back to the auditor and explained, and she understood that. And I think, and I haven't got an official position from them, but it appears to me that they're just saying, since basically you've done a very good job managing those funds, you only use maybe $2,000 to $3,000 annually. They're basically saying, and again, it's not you or the Veterans Office, it's across the board. They're saying if you got excess money there, dump it back to the treasurer. It's still earmarked for your program, whatever. And if you have an emergency or something, you go through what you have on hand, that $2,000 or $3,000 cushion, is all you need to do is make a claim for it and bring it back into your checking account, you know, to replace it.
Okay, so I'm looking for some guidance here. You're telling me that I'm to take this $9,700 and put it back in the treasury, to the treasurer.
Was it full 97? I thought
that, I don't know what the number is.
They said everything but 2,000. So I'm supposed to maintain the checking account that I use for general assistance and leave it with $2,000. And this $9,700 is going where? It cannot be reappropriated, so it must go to Veterans Aid. So is there a line item with the treasurer for this to go to?
That could be created, correct?
I think there's.
There isn't now, though, right?
No, but it could be created.
It will not lose. In other words, it doesn't go back in the general fund.
No,
because
no, it can't.
That you gave me clearly prohibits that.
Yes.
I think it's just, again, the treasurer's in charge of investing, if you will, taking care of our money, and that's everybody in here. I mean, I've got like $138 in a drug something fund. I got to check out what it is, but she takes care of that, and I think annually I can dispense it to law enforcement people for purchase of equipment. But it is there so that basically I don't have to worry about it. She accounts for it. When I need to spend something, I notify her. She cuts me a check.
Okay, so this is instead of sitting in an account where it is now, it's just going to sit at the treasurer's office.
Well, but supposedly, and again, I know you don't get a lot of money anymore on
No, we've been cut every year.
What?
We've been cut every year on those.
Well, no. I mean, if the money is basically sitting in a fund,
yes.
The treasurer would be in charge of investing that, you know, and taking care of it. And again, nobody's pointing a finger. It's, you know, this came from the auditor. No, nobody at this table.
Exactly, and I understand that, but I didn't get any guidance either. I wasn't told that there would be an account set up at the treasurer's office for veterans aid. I was just told to take this money and turn it in, and I knew that it couldn't be reappropriated according to state statute.
No, that's it can't be reappropriated to somebody else.
I think I told you that you would have a fund there. We had that discussion.
After the letter, yes.
Well, that could be.
And there's not one there now, so I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. So you'd like to have a letter coming back that basically says...
Just some clarification as to what you're requesting us to do.
All right. I'll work with the auditor and get you something so you have something on file.
That's fine.
I visited with Phil as well, and I with our exit interview we had with the state auditor, I was under the impression she had visited with several of these department heads, so... When I called Phil to get clarification, it was kind of a cold call, and she said she never visited with me. So the conversation I had with him was basically probably the first conversation he'd had, and I was under the impression she had visited. So when he was looking for guidance, I thought, well, didn't the auditor tell you that? And he said, well, I'd never visited with her. So some of that was one of those communication issues. I thought there had been some provision of what it needed to be. So.
No, and no explanation as to why or, you know, other than what her recommendation was in that one page, and that's very, very vague. So,
do we need to put a line item in before we ratify our budget today?
I have to look. I think there may be a line already in the revenue side. Let me look here.
Because, yeah, as those balances carry over, they would just... not go to the general fund. They would go to a veteran service,
county veterans aid.
Yeah. It'd go to that fund. It would just funnel in there. Then each year as we budget, it spends less than $2,000, whatever, that balance would just slowly. And then if there's ever an instance, I guess, you know, just to extend here, if there's ever an instance where for whatever reason you would empty that out, then we could probably go back and try and assist through inheritance fund if there were needs out there for veterans as well.
Main thing is it's more of a bookkeeping situation, a cash flow situation. We aren't taking money away from the Veterans Service Office. It's a matter of bookkeeping and trying to get it worked out so we can do it appropriately, Phil. But we sure don't want to take any money away. That's not certainly our – I don't think this board's feeling. We just want to do it as the auditor wants us to do it.
And that's fine. Well, you know, I understand, but there wasn't very much clarification on what we were to do with it or why we were to do it. It was just told to – put this money in this account.
Probably the first time that's ever happened out of the state auditor's office.
Probably is.
that's all I got, Bill, is just to have the discussion. So.
All right.
That way everyone hears it at the same time.
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
2 minutes before our 9:30 timed hearing.
Rex.
Terry.
Two things, I'm going to backstep. Two things I should have brought up on the county roads department. Galen's already begun work on the snow routes for this winter.
Very good idea.
And so he's implementing some new changes. I think it's going to be positive. And the second thing is on September 19th, the full workforce down there will go back to a five-day week. So that'll be implemented on the 19th of September.
Where historically they've gone August 1st, October 1st. It is 9:30, time for a public hearing on the 2011-2012 Gage County budget and setting the final tax rate at a different amount than the prior tax request. Need a motion to open the public hearing.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to open. Is there anyone here to talk for or against the proposed budget? Need a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove resolution setting 2011-2012 tax request at a different rate than 2010-2011 tax request. 11-34.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove resolution adopting the county budget for year 2011-2012.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Matt.
This is the last call. last call. Any questions or?
Let's see what the tax rate goes from to again.
Oh.
Here,
I have my
right here.
And that tax rate there includes the courthouse bond that was voted on outside of the regular bond, because or outside of the regular levy. So, Don, what's that represent?
On the actual resolution.
On the resolution. Because the actual tax asking.
The tax rate has gone down from 0.409978 to 0.392833.
But that includes how many
includes
cents of that is
4 cents, I think, for the courthouse bond.
Is the courthouse 4 cents on that?
Yes.
Okay.
That's including the bond. Our county tax rate was like 0.7. You just let the bond out. I'd have to go back.
And how quickly can we get the media that sheet where it lists all the different tax rates? Can we do that after September? Could we have that by the 21st? There's that list where lists all the tax rates for all the political subdivisions that have tax levying authority. Do you guys get that every year?
Yeah.
I mean, do you guys get that?
Yeah, I think they got from Patty.
The last meeting.
Because they're all due by September 20th up there. So by the 21st, if we could get, because we approved the township ones, because that'd be nice. You could just.
You said you got that one though, from the last meeting. We got that at the last meeting.
That was a preliminary. Yeah,
but does that have all the local school board, schools, and all? Okay. Well, on the 21st, maybe we can get you an updated one, because it'll have everything on there.
So last
call.
And just as a note for the budget, I'm just looking at the revenue line here from the treasurer's office, 9.211 in inheritance fund, because a lot of people want to know what's in there. $1,194,284. So that's a good fund. I wouldn't call it a slush fund, but it's a good fund out there to do other things with and emergency type situations. And
any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Any other committee reports? Board of Supervisors, did I forget one?
You got a 10 o'clock.
You got 10
o'clock. Well, I was going to just recess until 10 o'clock.
Sorry.
Board of Supervisors will recess until 10 o'clock.
Use his adjourned tone of voice.
I know, Board of Supervisors.
Okay.
It's 10 o'clock. We're going to reconvene the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Attendance by observation. Jurgis, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. Need to have a correction on the last two resolutions. Were 1132 and 1133 instead of 1134 and 1135. So 10 o'clock, we have accept, reject, or award bid for 1981 Ford van and 1998 Ford Crown Vic. Need a motion to close the bidding.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Gary has the bids, and he can open them.
You wanted to read them, Rex?
Yes, please. No, go ahead.
Oh. Okay, the first bid is for $301.01. Devin Mainz.
Vehicle.
1981 Ford Econoline van S350. And it was Devin Mainz.
Okay.
502 East 8th Street, Wymore, Nebraska. 30101. The second one, there's only two here. The second one's a bid for a 98 Ford Crown Vic.
This is the one that comes with a driver, right?
Yeah. The Ratmobile.
And that one is for $101.01, 10101. Also, Devin Mintz, 502 East 8th Street, Wymore, Nebraska.
Need a motion to accept or reject. Only two bids.
I move we accept both.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Anything else for the good of the order for the Gage County Board of Supervisors?
Where are we on the drawing the district lines? Where are we?
They are
in that process.
They are going to be getting a hold of me. Probably he thought this week.
Okay, so we need to get that done.
Mm-hmm. Sheriff. Okay, anything else for the good of the order? Gage County Board of Supervisors adjourned at 10:01.
Miller, Roger Miller, Ron Miller. Roger's dead, isn't he? Ron Miller.